McDonald's workers vote to walk out in historic strike. Scott Jones. McDonald's workers balloted at Crayford, Southeast London, and Cambridge stores have voted by an incredible 95.7% in favor of strike action. The workers, members of Bakers Union BFAWU, have now named the 4th of September as the first strike day. Ian Hodson, BFAWU president, told The Socialist, "Workers have found themselves living on low wages with no guarantee of hours. This has been viewed by some as punishment for joining a union, and has seen employees struggle to meet their end payments, while some have even lost their homes. McDonald's has had countless opportunities to resolve grievances by offering workers a fair wage and acceptable working conditions. This is a call for change. Already, just by voting to strike and organizing in the union, the workers have gained an impressive shift from McDonald's, who have stated only now after the strike vote that by the end of 2017 they will implement the twice promised offer of a guaranteed hours contract to every UK McDonald's worker. We want this signed off, but it is a major victory for some 80,000 workers at McDonald's and shows what getting organized, joining a union, and taking action can do. Please donate to the strike fund at fastfoodrights.wordpress.com, send messages of support, and join the #MCSTRIKE events and picket lines. On Saturday the 2nd of September, BFAWU is holding a protest at McDonald's HQ in East Finchley, North London on the day of the strike. Monday the 4th of September, workers at the Cambridge site will picket from 6 to 7 a.m., while workers at the Crayford site will picket from 6-7.30 a.m. The strikers and their supporters will then come together outside Parliament at 10.30 a.m. for a rally,